Welcome to Working in Teams, Unit 2, Forming and Developing a Team for HIT. At the end of this unit, the learner will be able to describe stages of team development, identify the needs of the team at each described stage, establish and clarify common goals and purpose for a team, identify key characteristics of effective team members, and identify key factors in maintaining HIT teams. This unit will begin with an overview, then move to components, importance in building effective teams, followed by investigations of the life cycle of teams, forming, storming, norming, performing, and adjourning. Define team mission and objectives, followed by identify resource needs and availability. Define the purpose of a team, its mission, action, goals, and objectives, which can be viewed in a hierarchy. Distinguish tasks, action items, and maintenance, people functions, and concerns, and finally, a summary and conclusion. There will also be a couple of exercises scattered throughout the unit. This unit encompasses the following topic areas: understanding the stages of team development, assessing the needs of the team at each described stage, establishing clear common goals and purpose for a team, identifying key characteristics of effective team members, and acknowledging key factors to maintaining HIT teams. Katzenbach and Smith, in their book, The Wisdom of Teams, highlight components important in building effective teams. These include meaningful performance challenges, and these would include significant organizational challenges that help to energize teams, no matter where they are in the organization. A strong performance ethic, rather than developing a team performing alone in an environment, it is important that organizational leaders include the team as part of the very fabric of the organization. Discipline within the team and across the organization create the conditions for team performance, and this discipline can take on many forms. It can shape a common purpose, agree on performance goals, define a common approach, develop high level of complementary skills within the team, and have each of the members of the team hold themselves accountable. This discipline in the health IT environment is across the board, regardless if it is a small community physician's office or a clinic or a dental office. For example, the discipline of being able to commit the time by a provider is at a premium, and the teams need to understand that that time needs to be well used. The team needs to run very lean and mean. Once you have those providers in a room, their knowledge and expertise is invaluable to an HIT team. A couple other components, then, are that teams should be a basic unit of performance in most organizations. In any situation regarding the combination of multiple skills, experience, and judgments, as they are truly the case in HIT environments. Finally, team dynamics should support learning and behavioral change more so than large organizational units or individuals left to their own devices, and this as well as highlighted in HIT environments. And now we move into looking more specifically at the five stages of team development. Here is a graphic that shows a traditional progression through the life cycle of teams from stage 1 through stage 5, forming, storming, norming, performing, and adjourning. And we will take a closer look at each of these stages as we move forward. In 1965, Bruce W. Tuckman's important model of the team development process began to help teams understand and analyze the five stages of successful group evolution. As defined by Tuckman, these stages are forming, storming, norming, performing, and adjourning. Note that teams do not necessarily progress through these stages sequentially. Some teams may pause indefinitely at one stage of development, unable to advance or even return to an earlier stage. In this first stage, forming, team members may seem shy, eager to please, and excited about the group's work. However, a need to belong may inhibit them from voicing any disagreements initially. Stage 1 is a time for team members to review the group's mission and goals, develop relationships, and establish early lines of communication and work processes. In HIT, it's important to have the most effective people around the table, and that is part of the forming in a team. You might have, for example, an office in a community that has several offices under one physician, and to have the people from these several offices on the team is important. They all bring something different and unique to the group. During this difficult second stage, called storming, team members become comfortable disagreeing openly with each other. Conflicts may arise as members continue to learn how to work together to accomplish the group goals. Members may challenge the team hierarchy and goals, develop cliques, or question work processes. Often, this kind of conflict can stall a team indefinitely. So earlier, we had mentioned about the physician office that had a multiple office practice and the importance of having people from each office sit down on this team. You could have, in an HIT team, people from one office resenting people from another office actually driving system application functionality based on how their workflows go, instead of trying to look across enterprise-wide to come up with a viable solution for all the offices. During the third stage, norming, groups begin to gel around a team identity. Rough patches smooth out as members grow to understand relationships, goals, and work processes, as well as learn how individuals work best together and how the group works best as a whole. As previously stated in the multi-office physician's business, you can have people who are challenged when they are storming, but after everything settles down, they begin to understand what the expectations are of the team, how often they are going to meet, what they will resolve based on what is shaken out, and how they will make those decisions across the enterprise. As the group reaches the performing stage, relationships, goals, and activities become very clear. Members manage conflict respectfully and adapt roles to accomplish work effectively. The group is highly productive, balanced, and flexible to change. The team that is for the physician's multiple office business at this point has now reached the pinnacle of their success. They are able to ideally look at the issues across the enterprise, resolve them without any conflict, and reach a mutual decision that is best not only for each individual office, but for the business entity as a whole. After experiencing a successful performing stage, a team undergoes a process of self-evaluation and change. At this point, three options are available to the team. 1. Adapt to evolving membership, leaders, and goals by returning to the forming stage. 2. Devolve to an ineffectual dorming stage as members grow complacent. Or 3. Disband the team since its goals have been achieved. In HIT, as we have previously stated, it is important to use the clinician's time in the most efficient manner possible. Toward the end of the performing stage, if the physician's multi-office practice happens to lose a few team members due to relocation or other circumstances, the team could return to a forming stage and look at other initiatives that could be brought forward to work through. It is important at this stage to be able to recognize the signs that you might be slipping into the dorming stage, so as to avoid wasting valuable time, talent, and resources. The adjourning stage is actually the ribbon at the end of the race. You've reached your goal, you've accomplished what you set out to do by forming the team, and you're ready to move on to the next assignment. Since Tuckman's work was published, writers have identified a phantom stage, also known as dorming. During the dorming stage, the team becomes complacent, passive, and disengaged from the work. An indicator of dorming might occur during team meetings held during the lunch hour. Team members, who earlier were enthusiastic about the project and the team effort, are now content to simply enjoy their lunch and socialize, even though important work still remains to be done. The fifth stage, adjourning, most often occurs after a team achieves its goals successfully, but it can also happen after a sale, merger, or restructuring effort have forced a team to reconsider its goals and organization. Adjourning requires dissolving the team, wrapping up final plans, and resigning roles. If the team is not prepared to end, the members can find this stage painful, especially if you had a very successful team experience. It is difficult, to say the least, for folks to let others go when they have reached a point in a project where it is successful and they receive the recognition that is so justly deserved in order to bring something to light, such as a system or application. Now that you have had a chance to identify with some of the stages of development, we would like you to experience a personal exercise. First, provide an example from your experience in teams at each stage of the cycle. You can choose different teams for different stages, or you stay within the same team for all five stages. Then, describe why you believe each stage was a valuable part of the team's development, or perhaps why it wasn't a valuable part of the team's development. Feedback will be provided by your instructor to your accomplishment on exercise 1.